and this is something Dan won't appreciate this, and I'm going to have to because it concerns his bête noire, his nemesis of a football team. But nevertheless, I was going through the cellar, going through albums, and I've got this album there, and this, it really does. Just forget the protagonists for a moment, but just listen to this. If people say football's just a game of people kicking the ball, I don't know why they get so worked up. Here is a moment, exactly. It's a football moment, everyone. Bear with us for 2 minutes. Actual live commentary from a game, and it does send it down the spine, and this is why football is God's own game. Isn't it?
United now must throw everything forward. They've got nothing to lose. It's 2-1. We've got 2.5 minutes to go here. Nelson clears the lines, but Koppel picks up the loose ball. Koppel forward, looking for McIlroy. McIlroy's inside the area. He's still there. He must score. McIlroy has scored for Manchester United. Oh, what scenes we've got here. It's 2-2, and United are right back in the game. Such scenes you wouldn't believe here at Wembley. On the far side, Arthur Elverston covers his eyes with his hands. He can't believe it. Tommy Kavanagh's run out the United trainer. He can't believe it. Nobody can believe it. Because now, with a minute and a half to go, United have come back from death. It's Arsenal 2, Manchester United 2. Here comes Brady, though, for Arsenal. They still perhaps want to finish it off before extra time. The ball floats high across the area. The shot comes in. It's there. Alan Sunderland. It's 3-2 for Arsenal. And I do not believe it. I swear I do not believe it.